Glendon, efforts to raise additional funds for humanitarian efforts in Ukraine are ongoing in the community of Glendon. Belvia Roble is a retired teacher in Glendon. After feeling heartbroken about the war taking place in Ukraine, she decided to get up and do something. And she's encouraged others to do the same. I wanted to do something, she says, simply. Along with encouraging activities at the school she once spent much of her time at, Roble is also organizing a bottle drive on April 2. The bottle drive will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Roble says she has two horse trailers ready to be filled. She says she's anxious for the day to arrive, and excited to see how much money can be raised. The collection will take place at the Seniors Center parking lot. On April 8, Roble will be collecting donations for a flea market, scheduled for April 9 at the Glendon Seniors Center. The flea market will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and again the aim is to raise funds to be donated. The Seniors Center donated use of the building for the flea market, and overall, Roble says, people are so generous. We're all working really hard to send money to Ukraine. And fundraising efforts wouldn't be complete without a pierogi fundraiser. The village of Glendon is known for its large landmark featuring a pierogi with a fork in it. The local catering club, along with a large number of additional volunteers, have been busy making pierogies on Monday evenings. Pierogies are available for purchase at the Village of Glendon office, where there is a freezer filled with the popular Ukrainian dish. Pierogies are $6 per dozen. Funds are being donated to the Masters Foundation, an interdenominational organization that has been serving Ukraine for over 35 years and is committed to providing aid in various forms to orphans, children and other needy people. This assistance is provided without regard to people's religious beliefs, gender, or ethnic background, according to the organization's website. The K-12 school in Glendon is also continuing its efforts to raise funds, with a cake and dish auction scheduled for April 7 at 6:30 p.m.